Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening at Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Debbie Downer. I mean Chris Ramsey, also known as Debbie Downer.
Also known as Debbie Downer.
Also known as Mr. Arsehole, who just makes me feel bad.
Do you want to explain why you're a little bit upset?
Well, I just put my favourite song on, Celine Dion, yeah. I'm Alive, just to get us pumping for the podcast, yeah. Making a coffee at the coffee machine, had a little dance, had a little sing,
yeah,
did a little
all
harmonising.
All of that was great. Yeah. Like, harmonising isn't the word. Harmonising is a word. You came back to the laptop absolutely screaming at the top of your lungs. You sounded like Celine Dion being tortured.
That's offensive.
Right, yeah.
That's cruel.
It was very, you can't have me. It was, and I'm like, right, I'm happy that you're in a good mood, but this has actually given me a bit of a headache and put me in a bad mood. So that's what happened.
So you want me to suppress myself?
No.
Just so
suppress
that you...
Suppress yourself. No, the bit over there at the coffee machine where you were dancing and singing, that was absolutely lovely and I was dead happy and I was watching you thinking, look how happy she is.
Yeah.
You brought it back to the podcast studio out of tune and too loud.
Wasn't out of tune.
Definitely
take that back. Take that back. Take that back. I haven't sang out of tune for a long time.
I don't know if it was out of tune or not, but it didn't sound good.
Very well.
Didn't sound good. At all.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome to the show. It is episode 49. 49, Rosie.
49. Flipping heck.
49. And without further ado, a word from this week's actual sponsor. It's a sponsor. It's not another thing. It's our thing. You know what? We'll tell you one from the start. Play the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle, jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, welcome back. Yes, as my lovely colleague slash husband said...
said colleague first.
It's kind of how it's going recently. We do have a bit of a sponsor this week. It's not what you might think. It's not an advert.
But it is an advert, but it's...
Should we just watch? What should we do? Should we say it together?
I'm enjoying this.
Should we do it after three?
I'm enjoying this suspense. I'm enjoying the suspense for everyone.
Should we
talk about something else for an hour?
No, we need to tell them what we've been up to and what we're doing and what we are planning
yes.
to release.
To release fluids everywhere.
No.
Lick them. If they're dripping, lick them. No. Do you want to say it, Rosie? I'll let you say it. It's a big moment for you. What we're doing.
Chris and I are currently... writing a book.
Woohoo!
We're writing a book, guys. We're writing a book.
Fantastic. Yes, we are writing a book. Shagged, Married, Annoyed. The book is going to be out in September of this year. And that's why me and the Chocolate Quilted Chip Pig have been in a little office together.
Yeah.
Sharing an office for a while now. For a month.
Yeah.
Sharing an office.
Very excited.
Very excited. Because haven't people been met? Your followers are nuts. Like when you're ill and you're not on Instagram, they'll like message you, go like, where are you? What are you doing?
Yeah.
And didn't someone go, why is in an office? What is up to?
What is doing? We can tell you now, we're writing a book. You guys asked, we have responded with this book. We're very excited to be doing it. It's going to be, we don't have the information in front of us because we're book writers now. We're not like...
Yeah, we're creatives, guys. We don't advertise.
Know this stuff. But it's going to be available to pre-order
today.
Now.
Yeah, it'll be available now on Amazon.
When you listen to
and
this
all the
now.
Other book places.
And it's just an extension of the podcast.
Yeah. So it's different questions, different things are being asked. We're going to a lot more depth on certain things. Mm. We're kind of write bits each, so we've still managed to keep the kind of arguing with each other theme going.
Very but
it's just on paper form. Rosie argues in one font, I argue in the other. It's lovely.
We hope you like it. It doesn't come naturally to me. It comes very naturally to you.
It doesn't come as naturally to me,
so I just hope you all enjoy it. I'm sure you will. My English teacher will literally be like, what? I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh, this one's for you.
Was she called Miss Jackson?
She was genuinely called Mrs. Jackson.
Yeah, she was dedicated.
I'm going to dedicate it to Mrs. Jackson.
Give her a blurb.
I will.
Give her a bloody blurb
she'll,
in the front.
She'll shit her pants.
Yeah?
Because I didn't do great at school.
No?
So, no.
Well. You know, life's about improvement. You've improved on.
Yeah.
You're writing a book. Do you know what? Do you know what's happened? You know, last year, you got a job, podcaster. This year, author. Hey.
Oh, shit, the bed. Hey. I'm an author.
Hey.
I'm an author.
You're just joining on the clap of yourself
yes.
there.
Yes, right. But I can't believe it myself. So, very excited. Hope you guys pre-order it. Hope you really enjoy it. We're pouring a lot into it. No ghostwriters inside. I don't even know what a ghostwriter is, to be totally honest with you.
I've never seen a ghostwriter. I would want to see one.
No,
I'd honestly, I'd be terrified.
I think they just wear white cloaks and read all day. My friend said that. I was like, oh, got a book deal.
Yeah.
And they were like, wow, that's amazing. They're like, so what happens? Like, you got a ghostwriter? I was like, what the fuck? No. I'm literally
That's like you're coming to my house for Christmas dinner. Yeah, you're getting a chef. No, I'm not. Oh, no, I'm not coming.
No, I'm not going to bother. Not going to bother. But yeah. So.
Not that I've ever got a chef for Christmas Day, but you know what I mean. Are you cooking? I'm not coming.
I would love a chef for Christmas Day.
I'd love a chef for Christmas Day.
Do you remember that story we got told?
Christmas Day is a chef. Which one?
We got told a story about a famous gentleman. I don't know whether I should say his name, but anyway. No, I'm not.
No. Well, tell the story first and I'll let you know.
Okay, so this gentleman used to get a catering company to come and do his Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
And then when they were all finished, the dishes, he would just leave outside his front door and someone would come pick them up.
That wasn't a story we heard. That was it?
Mm-hmm. I think a taxi driver told her.
Oh, yeah, no, it is. Yeah, sorry. Oh, God, I was just putting here and shaming them, yeah. There, yeah, they're just, yeah. Just put all the dirty dishes
outside. Leave all
outside
the dirty dishes
and
outside.
Up, yeah.
And someone goes, but that's the dream, isn't it? Can you imagine?
Joy of Christmas, isn't it?
The joy of money, Chris. That's what that is.
Joy
not
of
Christmas.
Money.
The joy of
it's the joy of money
income.
And having a company near you that offers that service. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's not massively expensive. I'm sure it's not like the cost of a car. Like I'm sure it's, but it's having a company within where you live that actually does that.
No.
Can you imagine setting that company up in South Shields? Just like, we'll come do your Christmas dinner, just leave all the plates outside. Do you know what? There'd be another company selling plates that they'd nicked from that company that had left them outside.
Absolutely, yeah. It would be disgraceful. Do you remember when my mum's flat or my brother's flat? I can't remember. I was getting done out and they left the radiators outside while they were painting.
Brother's flat.
They were painting the walls. Yeah. They took the radiators off. They'd left them outside in the backyard. They got nicked.
Yeah.
Within an hour.
Scrap men jumped over the wall, unlocked the gate, carried all the radiators out.
Bloody hell.
Knobs.
Back to the book.
Anyway, back to the book. I had someone on my show when I had the Comedy Central show, and I don't want to name them, but it was someone who was like a reality star, and they came on, they were sitting on the sofa, and we were talking to them, and they said, "Oh yeah, I'm writing a book. Yeah, I'm writing a book." And I was like, "Oh great, what's the book? What's the book about?" And he's like, "Oh, it's all me this and me life and all that stuff." I was like, "Oh great, how's it going?" He's like, "Well, I don't really know because I'm sort of doing it with a ghostwriter." And I was like, "You know, you're not supposed to say."
So what does a ghostwriter do exactly?
A ghostwriter, so you don't admit your work. The sentence, I'm working with a ghostwriter, has only been said once, and I think it was on that episode of my show,
okay.
And I had to take it out.
Amazing.
A ghostwriter is when you go, I've written this, guys, but a ghostwriter's written it, but you don't mention the ghostwriter.
So could we get somebody to write this for us?
Well, yeah, but what would be the point in that?
Are you kidding us? I'm stressed a bit.
I did not move your desk into my office for the good of me health, right? I didn't buy you an extra little chair for our office. I didn't get rid of my sofa bed in my office for the good of me health.
You love it.
Right? Rosie, I have took Lego from a shelf and given it to Robin so you could have a shelf above your desk.
Wow.
And I haven't done it. And I'll say one more time, for the good of my health.
Mm-hmm. You definitely haven't done it for the good of your health. Listen, Shag Married Divorce will be the book after.
That's a sequel. Yeah.
After this one.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, so guys, we're going to be banging on about it quite a lot because we want it to be successful. Like, you want stuff to be successful. So get ready for a lot of book chat.
Want to get that bestsellers thing. Can I just say as well, sharing an office, I can fully talk about it now. Your office etiquette needs some work.
Excuse me?
Yeah, needs some work. The amount of food, the amount of food that is consumed in that office.
Oh, we talked about this last week. I'm excited to be at work eating my dinner.
I know, it's just a...
Do you know somebody messaged and said they call it El Desco?
El Desco.
When they have the dinner at the desk.
Oh, instead of Al Fresco.
Al Fresco, El Desco. Desco.
Brilliant.
El Desco, not Al Desco. Just wanted to clarify.
They've changed both bits of it.
They've changed both bits of it to El
Desco. Doesn't work as wordplay. Tell them they're stupid. Nobs. Nobs is my new word this
El
week.
El Stupido. Actually.
El Nobo. Now... you keep bringing food in, like microwaved, like Weight Watchers meals and stuff that just stink. You had an egg salad in there the other day that was horrible. Also, something I never had to experience when the sofa was there and not your desk. No one ever turned around to us and said, "I'm doing an Insta story. Can you get out?" And I've just got to stand up and leave my own office. Sometimes mid-sentence, I'm like tapping away and it's like, "Oh, Chris, I'm doing an Insta story. Can you get out? It's weird with you sitting in the background." So I have to get out.
It's true.
Dick.
And then because we've had all of the stuff on the wall, all of the book ideas, I've had to like crop them out of videos.
On the whiteboard.
Ridiculous. I'm glad the secret's out now, to be honest, because I've been crippled with this, with book anxiety. I don't like having secrets.
But we are enjoying doing it and some lovely stuff's coming up. And while going through, we're finding even more great questions for the podcast. So listen, if you've got a specific book question, because we haven't finished writing yet, if you've got a specific book question that could be based on the book that you think would be better for that, email shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com and just put book in the subject and we'll have a look for that.
Last thing I'm going to say about the book.
Oh God, will you shut up about the book?
No. Obviously, hope it goes really well. Hope a lot of people buy it. Mm. Do you think that we would ever be on Richard and Judy's, like... Not, you know how Richard and Judy have a book club?
Right.
And I see it in WH Smith quite a lot. Do you think we'd ever be on there?
Richard and Judy still have a book club?
Mm-hmm. They do.
But they don't have a show.
Yeah, but just them two. They like read loads of books and review. Right. And they have this thing, specific thing. It's in WH Smith where it's their book club and they like put them like rank them 1, 2, 3. Do you think we would be in
there? Really? Well, I mean, we might be.
I doubt it.
But I'm going to say right now, I'm throwing the gauntlet out here right now. If we're not, it's because they feel threatened.
I don't think it would be because of that.
Oh, Richard, put a book down. Come and fire. There's no one there.
There's nobody there.
There's no
I don't
there.
Think they would enjoy the book.
No?
There's like a full chapter about cum.
I haven't written this chapter.
I may have written this chapter.
You've written a chapter about cum?
Possibly, yes.
Oh, for God. Say goodbye to that Sunday Times bestseller sticker. Jesus.
Can't wait guys, can't wait. Really looking forward to this book.
Look for it in the highbrow fiction section. Yeah.
Sorry dad.
So it's available for pre-order now, and weirdly, and this is irritating, but you don't pay if you pre-order it now. You don't pay, you'll not pay until it's released. So
that's
if you pre-order it now, go crazy, get drunk, pre-order 20 of them, be great.
Yeah, can't wait. Right, should we shout about it now?
Yeah, bye.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
What have you been up to then this week?
Well, something extremely exciting happened this week.
What?
Robin got his bag mixed up at nursery.
Oh.
So twice it happened. My mum did it, picked up the wrong bag, because him and a little boy called Joshua got the same bag at school.
Yeah.
Nursery, sorry. And then your mum and dad did it again.
Yep.
So I had to write two notes. I had to wash Joshua's clothes twice, put them back in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminded us, I mean, obviously it was very irritating, but what can you do? We've given him a different bag.
It's just a grandparent.
It'll be fine. Stupid. It had his name on the front, literally had his name written on the front.
Yeah.
Stupid. But so it just reminded us of something, and I don't think I've spoken to you about this.
Right.
When I used to work in schools and nurseries, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not joking you, and I think a lot of like teachers or teaching assistants or nursery nurses will agree with this.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up knowing the children in my class by smell.
That's really creepy.
It's weird, isn't it? But it's true. Yeah. So if a child, if they were found like a cardigan or something, I'd be like, how pass it here. and I'd sniff it and I'd be like, George.
I guarantee you've just said, you'd said, ask other nursery teacher. I guarantee you're the only one that's ever done that.
I know, I won't
be. Did anyone else in the nursery have that ability?
Yeah.
Bollocks.
Yeah, I promise you.
Did any other humans in the nursery have that ability? I'm not talking about the class dog.
It was the rabbit, yeah. No, I swear. Truth.
Wow.
Hashtag truth.
Wow.
So I would know all the kids by the smells. And I'd be like, yeah, that's Alicia.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See, for me, it was just the grandparents just seem to do things like, I don't know what they're busy doing. Like I've said this about your mum for ages. My mum and dad do it as well. What are they busy doing at the time that makes them fuck up the thing that they're doing so much?
I don't know.
Like, your mum does something like she's always on her way to doing something else.
Well,
that's
Sandra
what I find, like...
walked Robin home from her house to our house and he had his boots on the wrong feet and he walked all the way home.
They were Timberlands as well, like Velcro Timberland fucking boots, not like flimsy trainers that you could maneuver around your feet. The wrong feet they were on.
She would have had to struggle to get them on. But why he didn't know, I mean, well,
well, I mean,
ridiculous.
He said nothing. That's absolutely, I'm really proud of him for not saying anything. That wouldn't have been me as a kid. That would have been me, crying my eyes
feet.
Did I ever tell you about when I was on a promenade walking with me mum and dad when I was a kid?
What?
Have I told you about this? I might have done it in my stand-up years ago.
Barry?
No, it wasn't that. That was the same holiday. So I had like little plimsoll things on. My mum and dad would always make us walk. They'd always be like, we'll go for a nice walk in like the blistering heat on holiday when I just wanted to play at the pool with the friends I'd made. So we'd always walk along the...
What a lonely little child you were.
I know, I didn't have any friends, no.
Oh, babe, honestly.
We'll walk along the promenade and I was like, my mum's like, my feet are hurting. And they were like, no, you're not. You keep walking. I was like, no. And I was like screaming, crying, saying my feet were hurting. And they were like, they're not. It's just a bit further. And they made us walk the whole way, like this 20-minute walk. And then I got to where it was. And my mum was like, right, take your shoe off. Took my shoe off and actual blood poured out of my shoe.
A blister?
No, it was like a little... have you ever seen them on holiday? They're really small. You get them on trees over here, I think, but mainly I've seen them on holiday. They're like... It's almost like a little pyramid.
Like a spiky thing.
Spike. Mm. Yeah, yeah. But there's like it's like a three-way point. Mm-hmm. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4. Like a four-way point in a pyramid shape. And there was one like in me heel. Oh. And there was blood. Actually, actual blood poured and dropped from the shoe onto the floor. And I was like, see, I told you. And I dined out on that shit
well,
for so
long. Robin has a bit of that as well.
Yeah.
Robin has a little scab on his knee. And a tiny little scab on his hand, and he had to have a bath the other night with his leg and his arm out the bath.
I was just going to throw him in the bath and say your scab will be fine. You went to get a plastic bag to wrap around his hand.
Well, because
you
pander
to it.
No, but the thing is, I can't be arsed with the hassle.
I just push him in. I go, look, is it wet? Are you wet? Is it fine? It's fine. Why are you worried?
But he was enjoying. We've talked about this before. Right. I kind of weirdly understand where he comes from because I always wanted something wrong with us when I was a kid.
We were talking about this the other day. You were jealous of your sister. Tell them what you told me the other day about what your sister had in her bedroom that she never wore, but you wore all the time. Guys, brace yourself. This is minging. How old were you?
Like 15, 14.
I thought you were younger. That's amazing. Go on then.
Oh, I know. How old was I? I can't remember. No, maybe she was 15 and there's like 2 year, 9 month between us. So yeah, my sister had a brace and she used to keep it at the side of her bed, but she never wore it to the point where now she actually wants a fixed brace because it didn't correct her teeth when she was younger. And when she wasn't looking, I'd put it in and I'd keep it in for hours.
And it hurt, didn't it?
It really hurt because it didn't fit and it wasn't set to my teeth. But I used to just be like, hi.
So you know what you actually give yourself? You actually give yourself an anti-brace, like a reverse brace.
Oh, yeah. It cut my mouth a few times.
Oh, Jesus Christ. But you are jealous. You are jealous of
it. I was jealous of a brace.
I was, honestly, as a kid, like a stupid kid, I was, same as you, I was jealous of inhalers.
Oh my God, I'd have loved an inhaler.
Honestly.
I would have loved an inhaler.
And it's literally like the worst thing. It's like these people who have inhalers, they need it to help them breathe.
Yeah,
like,
have you
seen someone with an asthma attack? It's the most terrifying thing ever. Yeah. But I was like, oh, I'd love one of them, that little toy you carry around with you. It's like, for God's sake.
I used to have a few puffs with my friends, Aussies. I did. It's dead cold. Have you ever done one?
Have you not?
Oh,
no.
I always used to be on hers. I'd be like, she'd do it, and I'd be like, how are?
Right.
And
yeah.
I'd be
next
and
level.
It's really cold.
So you're a bit jealous of that, right?
But she had one of them cold things.
I was just about to say, did you ever go to someone's house and see them use the big cone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but you were gutted,
were you? Do you remember at school sometimes when people had to go, a few kids like maybe had to go take tablets or something and had to get taken out of the class? You'd be like, right, come on, yeah. Got to go to the nursery medication. I'd be like, oh, I'd die inside just going, I want to go. I want an eye patch. I want a broken cast bone, whatever.
Do you know what I always wanted?
So jealous.
Do you know what I always wanted?
What?
I always wanted a school time dentist appointment.
Yeah, those were the dream.
My mum always took me after school. We'd finish school and she'd go, you're going to the dentist. And I'd be like, well, mum, just book it for during the day.
I know.
Everyone else goes.
I want to be picked up and lauded out of class like going to the dentist.
I want to hand the teacher a note. I want to come in late and hand the teacher a note and walk to my desk. Just go and had the morning off, bitches.
Now it ever happened to me. Nothing ever.
This is a lady currently complaining about being too healthy.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's awful. And I think weirdly now that since Robin lost his teeth,
yeah.
As a mother, I'm like, oh my God, I hope nothing else happens to him. But I mean, I'd have been jealous of that. A girl in my class.
I'd been jealous of someone getting their teeth knocked out on a bike.
Yeah. No, a girl I went to school with when we were at school, Claire uh-huh. Cowie, we were playing tag in the yard and a boy jumped on her back. She fell over and she knocked her teeth out.
Yeah.
Honestly, there was blood everywhere. Had to go home. She had loads of dentist appointments. I was livid. I was like, that could have been me.
I was livid. No one ever jumps on my back.
Nah.
Here I am, bearing me back for everyone to see.
Showing
them the goods.
Take a chance.
Good God.
Now it happened. What's I used to wear glasses there. I always wanted glasses.
Same.
So then when I
for
was...
For me, it wasn't the... Sorry. For me, it wasn't the glass. It was... And I just want to see if it was the same for you there.
Mm.
It wasn't the fact that they were wearing the glasses. It was the fact that they had the little case
Get
out and the little... Yeah, the little cloth to wipe them with and that. And I was like, "Fuck." Mate of mine got contact lenses when contact lenses first came
wow.
out. I was in year eight, sitting next to him. Year eight or year nine, sitting next to him in
yeah.
maths. And he got his contact lenses out and he had like the spray solution for them and all of this.
Nice.
Full like medical kit, yep. like fucking Breaking Bad
yeah.
on his table. I remember yeah. thinking, oh yeah, wow.
I know.
Oh, some kids get all the luck. But realistically, he couldn't see without them. And I'm like, oh, you've got toys to play with.
It's ridiculous. Well, when I was 18 and I worked at Pontins, me and my friend Sarah Badger, and when we used to go out, we bought a pair of glasses and we took the lenses out so they didn't have any lenses in. But we used to wear them like fashion.
Wow.
Fashion things.
So you, that what was that when you were 18? So you actually were the first ever hipsters?
A little bit. It was at the time,
hipsters.
Do you know that band? It was like, all the things you said, all the things you said, running through my head, running through my head. No, yeah. Tutu or whatever.
No,
the
one you're singing was Evanescence.
Oh, what
and
am
the
I thinking
other one,
of?
I think the other. Oh no,
the two girls.
No, you're right. They were called. The one I'm thinking of is Wake Me Up.
Wake me up and I can't wake up. Can't wake up inside.
Save me
from this nothing. I love them as well.
Sorry, they were Evanescence.
I
know what you're talking about. You're talking about the two girls in the school uniforms behind the chain link fence.
Well, that was a bit. I had the tartan skirt. The fake kind of glasses.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
oh. Do you know what I'd love to know? I would actually love to know how many people just as listened to that there shouted, Nausha's right. That's not Evanescence. I wonder how many people were just, and you know who you are if I'm talking to you, I wonder how many of you were just momentarily furious and then we fixed it.
Yeah.
But we still don't know the name of that band. I remember...
Tutu.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I could
Tomato.
Don't care.
Frittata. Frittata.
A mate of mine, when he first got a car, right, he had a... I'd never seen it, and I've never seen one since. It was a Proton.
What's that?
I don't know. That was the make, a Proton.
Oh, the car?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I'd never seen one before. It was this blue thing. It was minging. And he got a subwoofer in the back and stuff.
Nice.
And he used to live on our estate, but then he moved away. And then he used to come back. When he got his car, he would drive back through from Pontine into our estate. And a mate of mine had a free house. And every time, for the whole week, every time he drove up, every single time he came in the cul-de-sac, he had all his windows down and he had, wake me up, wake me up. And he had that blaring every time. It was almost like he was a wrestler and it was his entrance music.
His theme tune.
And I remember once, and this has just come out as now, it was one of the moments where I think back and I think that's when I realised I wanted to do comedy and like make people laugh. We're in my mate's house and we had MTV2 on.
Loved it.
And he was there, the lad, and that song came on, and I turned around and I went, "You left your car on." And everyone was like, and it was one of the moments I want to remember. I was like, "Oh, yeah, I like getting laughs.
I'm going to do this."
Well done. Just remember that from Norway. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Ooh, who's this? What's happening here? I know nothing about this.
The name's Belinda. Barry's mother?
Mother! I thought you were... You know what, Belinda? I thought you were his sister. You look fantastic.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to have a quick little word. Barry's not well. So he said he couldn't come to the phone right now.
Okay.
He's actually really poorly.
For anyone not know what's happening here, Belinda's currently on what looks like a 60th cigarette of the day.
75th. Just wanted to say I'm loving the podcast. Really looking forward to the book.
Oh, thanks, Belinda.
Yeah, honestly, dead proud he is. Barry's, he's not so supportive.
No, it's not his thing, is it?
No, he's always been like that, Barry. He's always been like that. But I don't think he's got much longer.
No? What?
Honestly, oh, it's just near the end.
Oh, you're joking.
But he said, could Rosie come and visit him?
No.
Just for one last night of passion. Said I'd ask anyway. All right.
So let's get this straight now. Barry's not well, and he wants one last night of passion with my wife.
Yeah.
And he sent his mom to ask for that.
Listen, you might not understand, but you know us beefs, we stick together, and I don't mind sorting a little bit of hanky panky out for me boy. Do you know what I mean? If you could just let her know and tell her to give us a, send us a letter. Tell her to come round and knock.
All right, I will do that, yeah.
All right.
Does she know where he's live?
It's the 25th flat up. She knows where it is. She's been a few times. She was here last, nothing, Chris. Just tell her that I said hello.
Is there a lift? Because I don't think she'll be up
there. There's no lift, just steps.
Just steps.
9,000 steps.
And you smoke?
I used to. Haven't for a while. It's a vape.
You're okay.
Right, Chris.
All right.
See you later, pet.
Okay, bye.
All right, love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, why do you love us?
Big fan.
Oh, well, that was eye-opening, wasn't it?
Who was that?
Oh, I don't know. Who could that have been?
I was just on the toilet.
All right.
Didn't hear.
It was a wrong number.
All right, no worries. Yeah. What we're doing now?
Oh, fuck me. What is your beef?
You married an actress. I married a comedian.
Did you?
You married an actress.
I feel like you were channeling a bit of, you know, in Back to the Future 2, Marty's old mom.
I love her.
You were channeling a bit of her there. Yeah, I got a bit of that there. Yeah.
McFly.
It's really, really good.
Thank you. Okay. Beefs.
What's your beef?
Do you know what, Chris? I've got a few.
Really?
I have got a few. And I'm
so
going to...
Bring it on. I'm not scared. I'm not scared at all.
I, honest to God, hand on heart, swear down on the bay and thought we'd have run out by now. But our marriage is the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I've got a few. I'm going to do... Oh, shit, which one?
It's always nice. It's always nice to see your wife flicking through the extensive beefs in her phone.
Could I do two? Or should I save?
Just save one. Just keep them up. Come on,
right,
man.
Okay,
we've got to keep the shit going every week.
This week... Because there's one that's amazing, which I can't believe. Which one do you want, right? Pick. Do you want the one that I can't believe I haven't mentioned this yet?
Yes.
I hate it that much.
Yes.
Or do you want the one that happened this week, which was really hurtful?
Oh, first one. Hurtful. I don't like hurtful. I don't want
the first one. That's not nice. Okay, yeah. Well, I can't believe that I haven't said this, but I absolutely detest the way that you put your PIN code into the machine.
Right.
Where your card is.
Right.
I hate it.
Why?
Because you cover up and you stand over it and you put your hand over it like there's 17,000 burglars standing beside you.
They'll always live your life like the 17,000 burglars standing beside you and you can't go wrong.
It's really awkward to watch.
Yeah.
You like maneuver your body and I always feel sorry for the person on the counter.
Oh yeah, what, when they're trying to cop a fucking look? No. I feel sorry for them as well.
No.
Rosie, I'll take another stance, you know, I'm going to start just for you and you've brought this on yourself, just for you, when I'm with you, I'm going to start looking at them and go, can you look away please?
Oh no, don't.
I am.
Honestly.
I am.
I already want the world to swallow me up. It's that obvious. You literally, like, you maneuver your full body and you cover it
yeah.
with one hand over the top and
sometimes
put it
I
in.
Sometimes I use my wallet. Sometimes I cover
yes.
my wallet.
Yes! Oh, God, you do! You cover it with your wallet. Where you are, oh, Chris.
Right.
Seriously,
listen
mate.
To me right now. Listen to this, guys, right? News flash for you. It's not the people standing around you, right? This is my tip, right, for avoiding fraud. It's not the people standing around you, right? It's not the people behind you. It's not the person behind the counter. It's not the people in the queue behind you. It is the people you got to look out for. It's the people who have access to the security cameras, right? Who could just turn a little security camera and just have it looking at the PIN code
they
on
can't
one of the machines.
See. Well, then how would they get you? They've got to get your card.
They could. Are you kidding us? I could walk outside. They could bump into us. Oh, sorry, mate. Ooh, pickpocketed. Real hustle. Wah-chah. They take it out. Or wow. They could go outside and go, what's the time, mate? And I could look at my watch and they could punch us in the nose and they could take my wallet. Or they could go, I've got a...
Shiv you.
I'm going to Barry beef you. And get me card and then that's that. So I'm sorry.
Can I just
all
tell
that.
You that Barry isn't actually that aggressive? He's not physical.
Okay, good. Good. Well, make sure you say that at his funeral because it sounds like he hasn't got long left. yeah, that's why. And I know, I'm sorry it annoys you, but now what you've done is you've opened up the next can of, I'm literally going to say, can you turn away, please? It's... In fact, I'm not even going to say you can turn away. I'm going to make it even worse. I'm going to go, can you close your eyes?
Please. Chris, it's horrible to be around.
Wait, do you want to go to the shops this afternoon?
No, I do not.
You?
I do.
Come on! I'm rubbing my hands. I'm.
Do you know what's funny now? Sorry. Anyone who's listening who might possibly work in a shop that we go in,
yeah.
they're going to be like, yeah, he does do that.
Yeah,
what
but also, can I just say, people listening, a lot of people will be going, yeah, I do that as well.
Probably.
It's all me money. Like, if I wouldn't carry all of me, put this way, I wouldn't carry all me money around in a clear carrier bag holding it so everyone could see it. So I'm not going to risk anyone seeing me pin.
I've got here, do you think this would work, right? Say that was happening to you and somebody from the cameras seen what number you were putting in because they were like, had the best eyesight in the world.
Seen it.
It's
how the cheat on Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. It's how he cheats. He looks on a little camera and he sees his card, sees he's they're playing poker. He's lifting the card up. He thinks he's hiding it from himself. There's a camera behind looking under and they see it. And Hatchet Harry gets all the money. I don't know how poker works. He does all the betting.
Neither do I.
All in blind. That's all I know about poker.
Do you think, I'm just thinking here, do you know if you are being robbed and somebody was wanting to steal your card, could you, if you are brave enough, get your card out and just snap it in front of them and be like, there you go, what are you going
to
do?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's the quickest way to turn a robbery into a murder.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll swallow it. I've often thought that. That's really weird. I think we have the same level of arseholery for certain situations. I've often thought that if I was walking along. So it's if I'm walking along with my car keys, I'm in the it happens when I'm in the train station car park. If it's at night, I think, what if someone comes up and goes, give us your car keys? What if I just turned and threw them on the train tracks and was like, what are you going to do?
That's what I would do.
But I feel like they would just kick me head in.
I've usually got my car keys and I've got a key in between my fingers like that, though. Yeah.
Like a little Wolverine.
Yeah. it was me nana. Me nana, I've just remembered something amazing.
Right.
Me nana Bridget, when she's like 82 now, when she was a little bit younger, say about 10 years ago, she used to walk home or whatever, and it wouldn't be late, but it would be like 6, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
She used to have a little screwdriver in her bag, right?
Fantastic.
So she had it in her pocket.
That's a Shields nana for
a little
you.
Screwdriver. She had two purses. One of them was fake, and she'd wrote a little note inside saying, suckers.
Fun.
Fantastic. I swear, and I've just remembered
that. Is wonderful. Yeah. So she had a decoy purse.
She had a decoy purse with a note in saying, suckers.
That was it. So she'd give them the purse. Oh, I'm just an old lady. They'd run away. They'd read suckers. They'd come back. They'd get a screwdriver in the face.
Yeah.
Fucking Bridget.
Just in that
absolutely
order.
Absolutely wonderful, Patter. Love that.
I totally forgot.
That's a Shields nana for you right there. I carry me screwdriver. Hey, look, hey, I'll fix your remote control or I'll stab you up. Your choice. It's your
one?
Choice.
God, love
her. Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
My beef with you this week is you leave things, minging things, in the fridge to the point of where they're almost crawling out of the fridge.
Right.
To go to the bin. They go out of date. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's fine. People do that by accident all the time. Mm-hmm. You will open the fridge. You will look at a Tupperware of a chicken carcass that we've almost picked bare. Mm. You'll go, oh, chicken's probably out of date now. You'll then close the fridge and leave it there. It'll stay there. So I'll then go into the fridge and see the chicken and think on it and have to remember. I'll say to you, is that chicken you got on art out of date? I think, right, okay. Then, no, let's finish.
Oh, you'll then go. Of course you can finish.
You'll then go, right, like a normal human, you'll go, I better put that in the bin. Right, I'll get all these out. You did it yesterday, you got the chicken, you got some other nondescript Tupperware of something you'd half finished. Casserole, great. You put them on the bench on top of the bin. Mm-hmm. And that's the next port of call.
You complained about this before.
That's the next little holiday.
You're repeating beats.
No, I'm not, because what you do is you put them there, the cold stuff, you put it there, just until it gets to room temperature, so it starts to smell a bit, then you throw it in the bin.
I've got a process.
It's horrendous. It's like it takes you three steps.
Well, I'm sorry, right? Why is it my responsibility to clear out the fridge? You ate that chicken as well.
It was your casserole, and I hadn't touched that chicken. For the last person who touched it, that's who deals
that's
with it.
That's bullshit. That's I cooked it. You should chuck it away.
So you cooked it, so it's your fault.
No, but we both ate that chicken.
I ate the breast.
And can I just tell you?
You're the one who picks it up and gets the soggy bits off the bottom.
They're the best bits. Can I just tell you as well, the fridge at the minute is like just a cold bin.
What do you mean?
So I know that it needs to go in the bin, but it's just keeping cold in there. Right. And I think, right, well, when do I need to empty the bin? So sometimes the bin's not, like, it's not full at all. So I think, right, when it gets a bit fuller, then I'll do it. And it's like a little process. So actually, would you get off my...
Okay, well, that's back. Fine. Explain leaving them on the counter.
I've got other stuff to do.
Leave them in the fridge then. I'm not bothered about them being in the fridge.
Clearly you are.
But it's the getting them out onto the counter. It's like in the fridge, they're out of sight, out of mind. And you get them out and you put them on the counter and you go, there's that out of date chicken there, Chris. Just look at that while you're going about your day.
Honest to God, you need to get a life.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Hate you.
Oh.
Can we just before we go into questions from the public,
yeah,
just wanted to let everyone know that I'm really, really trying really hard not to swear as much anymore because Sandra had a word with us.
I know, she did, didn't
she? Sandra had a word, she was like, Rosie, the swearing makes us just go, and I get it, but like at the same time, I fucking love swearing.
Sandra, so, it's called shagged, married, annoyed. What were you expecting?
I think she was just expecting like... Not like swearing words, but anyway. So I'm really trying. I've done quite well. When I said flipping earlier on.
When there's three words in the title of your podcast and one of them's a swear word.
Is it a swear word? Shagged. I feel a bit shagged today.
Yeah.
I've just been shagged.
What? I mean, so one of them's definitely... Two. I mean, one of them's definitely, and the other one's a bit. But the second one, who's ever said the sentence, I've just been shagged?
Mate, are you kidding me? Have you read the emails? Loads of people will have used the sentence, I've just been shagged.
Just been shagged. Sorry about me here, I've just been shagged.
Oh, God.
Chris. Oh. Ramsay, you're late. Sorry, sir, just been shagged.
Good for you.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Where's the...
Question from the public.
Back on brand.
Some lovely questions this week.
Always. As always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send us your thoughts, your hopes, your prayers, your dreams, your sexy stories, your scary stories, your sickening stories. And also, if you have got any actual book input that you'd like... I'm not asking you to write a chat. Ghostwriters, beware. I'm saying if you want to give something specifically for the book, if it's a longer question, if it's something, a massive topic you want to discuss, let me know. shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Put book or podcast or whatever you want in the subject. We'll find it. I'll be honest with you, we'll just search for keywords.
Yeah. Starting off with a really highbrow question here.
I'll believe it when I see it, but carry on.
So, hello Rosie and Chris. My question to you is based off of a bizarre thing my husband-to-be stands by.
Ooh.
A few years ago, we were out with a few of his friends. They often talk about bizarre shit, but this one has been a reoccurring conversation between them. They, as a group, or five or six, all agreed that they, and I quote, put their dicks to bed.
Right.
What? Oh my gosh, are you relating to this?
No, I'm not. I'm trying in my head. My brain's going crazy. I'm trying to think what they're talking about, but yeah, carry on.
Right. I was obviously confused by this, so made the mistake of asking them to explain. They told me that this is when a boy pulls the stretchy skin off his ball sack to cover the majority of his penis.
That is ridiculous.
Well, I'm going to keep going.
No way.
So since this conversation, my partner has asked several other men about this and all but one has agreed that they have done this, with the one who hadn't seeming keen to try.
Nah, so, it's bollocks. There's no way.
My question to you, Chris, is do you ever put your dick to bed?
I'm really sorry, dear listener. Right. I love you so much, right. But I'm going to have to get Rosie to explain that again.
The boy pulls the stretchy skin of his ball sack to cover the majority of his penis. So it's like they are using the loose skin of the ball to tuck their penis into bed.
From the bottom up.
I don't know.
Low are these blokes' balls hanging? What's going on?
Pretty low balls.
How much spare skin have you got?
I don't know.
Oh...
So you never done that? Do you know anyone who's
done that? No, I've never done that. And if I'm honest with you, if I woke up in the morning and my dick was somehow wrapped in my ball skin, I'd phone an ambulance.
It'd be like, you know, when, I don't know whether we're meant to say, we should say this because he's already going to kill us when he's older, but you know when Robin goes to the toilet and I've had to teach him to like untuck his willy because he'll just wee and it'll just like go on the front.
Yeah,
and
it just goes everywhere. It's like a sprinkler.
Stuck to your balls.
Yeah.
She just said... I told my partner I would write in and asked if he would prefer being kept anonymous, but he is so confident that he is in the majority that he would probably put his name to it. So that's from Francesca, who's the fiancé, and Jack, the man who puts his dick to bed from South Wales.
I refuse to believe this is a thing, but I look forward to the emails and messages.
Let's try it later on.
Let us, both of us.
Well, I'd like to watch.
What? This is horrible. No, I don't like it.
I'll sing. Piece of meat. I'll sing a little lullaby.
Go to sleep, little tiddler.
Close your eye, little tiddler.
Close your eye. Very good.
Just the one.
Yeah, no, I don't think that is a possible. I don't think that's a thing. And if anything, it gives us a slight panic attack, the idea of being that restricted. I don't like that at all. How much ball skin you got if you're tucking your knob? If you're tucking your knob into your ball skin, I think you need to go to the doctors. You've got too much ball skin. What's going on? Get some ball skin removed. I'm sorry, I've said ball skin so many times.
What do you want for tea tonight?
Ball skin. Ball skin souffle. Aye. can you remember your cousin?
Which
we'll
one?
Will not name him.
Got like 25.
Will not name him. You know which cousin I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a young lad.
Uh-huh. Chris just made a move, and I recognise that. I know
I
who
did
it
a,
is, really.
A visual impression of the cousin.
Uh-huh.
Can you remember when a guy he plays rugby with injured himself down there? Can you remember this story?
Oh gosh, I don't know if I want to know.
This guy, he's apparently a big lad. He's playing rugby, and he got an injury in his scrotum, and one of his I think it filled with fluid or something, mm-hmm. and his whole kind of sack grew to like twice the size. It was like massive, or maybe 3-4 times the size. It was huge, like a small melon, right? Mm-hmm. And he had to get it drained.
Mm.
But what it is now is there's now just like loads of saggy ball skin, right? And your cousin told me they call it the bat wing, right? And they go,
I can't remember this.
And what they do is they do shots out of it.
No, no, they don't.
I swear to God. Oh, I swear to God, they do shots out of it.
I swear to God. Out of his empty ball sack.
Well, the key here to the story is he did it playing rugby. You know what rugby lads are like? They'll drink each other's wee and everything. The craziness, right? Oh. So it's literally like, come on, like get the way it was described to me, it'd be like they'd be drinking in someone's house ready to go out. And be like, come on, away, let's do bat wing shots. Get the bat wing out. So he rips his pants down, gets his excessive ball skin, puts, I imagine he uses his hand on maybe an egg cup to cause like a, and then they put a shot into the sack, and then someone else takes a shot out of his ball skin.
What do they have to like just, what do they do? Bend down and just be like there? And he
Rosie,
puts
I imagine
it into their mouth?
Yeah, I imagine that's the least of their worries. He either stands on a chair or they get down on all fours.
Oh,
they get down on their knees
word.
And do it.
Why are you so disgusting?
Don't you dare lump me in with that. I'm merely the messenger.
But all he is, all of yous
you know I would. You know I would never be that. I'm not that guy because I'd be the one standing there going, Dave, can you? Can I quit use this wipe on your sack before
Detol
I do it, please?
Your sack, Dave, before I have a shot out of it. Rank.
True story.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How is this person?
This is my question.
Weird.
If you had to cook the worst 3-course meal for each other, what would you cook? And then it says at the end, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. This is good.
I've wrote mine out because I did this. So I've got you a little 3-course dinner ready to go.
Okay then. You do that first and out. While you're doing that, I'll be thinking of mine.
Do you want yours?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'd have like pork scratchings. Just as
horrendous. Yeah.
I hate them.
Also, they've got to be good. They've got to be, thank you, they've got to be real meal.
It's got to
be
real
I'm
food.
I'm giving you like ants, then dog shit,
no,
then
it's
a camel's
knob. I know exactly what food you hate. So yeah. It's got to be real food. So you'd have, is it like in a little aperitif or whatever they're called? You'd have some pork scratchings.
An aperitif's a drink. Do you mean an appetizer?
Yes, yeah. That's the one that I mean.
Mm-hmm. God. Author. Author. He's an author.
Guys, the book's going to be horrific.
Literally
I'm sorry.
Being paid by Penguin to write a book. And she can't speak. Doesn't know our words.
Yeah, sorry. I'm so sorry. for a starter, mm-hmm. I would serve you a large bowl of warm sweet corn.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. With the juice.
Oh, nah. Horrific.
For main, it would be mussels in a North Sea water broth with actual seaweed from the beach.
No, nah.
And I'd have on the side roll up herrings with pickled gherkins.
Fuck.
And also some frozen fish fingers, just for chewing. And then your dessert would be a plain flan.
That
you are
is
welcome.
The worst. And the worst bit is you would happily eat all of that.
All of it. I'd enjoy that.
Oh my
bon appetit.
God. Right, okay then.
Caliorexy.
Okay then, right. Off the top of my head, for you, I would have...
starter.
For a starter. Bouche. For a starter. I kind of think of a little side dish to have. For a starter, just a big ball of buffalo mozzarella. Really big ball of really creamy, not even buffalo mozzarella, burrata, the really creamy
nah,
one.
Nah.
Big ball of buffalo mozzarella.
Horrible.
For your main course, I would have... genuinely, that that carbonara that they made you on...
The cheese wheel.
The cheese wheel carbonara on Saturday Kitchen, that made you almost vomit live on BBC One.
That was bad. I don't think they were expecting me to actually say that. I thought it was disgusting.
Yeah. No, you did, yeah. That it was great. And for dessert, I would have...
I like everything. You. This is hard.
No. Just a big bowl of custard.
Oh, I hate custard.
There we go.
All right, okay. Fair enough. Disgusting. I'm going to vomit. I want my money back,
And as an amuse-bouche, Just a little aperitif sort of food thing in between to cleanse the palate.
Yeah.
In between each course, you would be having a warm, very warm, watery cheese sauce, like a shot of it out of that guy's bat wing. Oh.
Why batwing? Horror, yous are horrible.
Babadoo, 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 bat.
So, Jess has been back in touch.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Jess. Hello, hello. Nice to have you back.
We need to get her something. Something needs to happen.
I know.
Hey, so... Jess. Free copy of Shag Married Annoyed signed. Coming to you.
Coming your way, Jess. Yes. I'll get her a Jess.
Hey.
And I'll send it to her.
Send it to her a Jess.
Yes.
Great.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone who knows us, guess what you're getting for Christmas this year? Eh? Signed copy of Shag Married Annoyed.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Cheap Christmas.
There we are.
Lovely. Cheap Christmas.
So excited.
Jess says, hey, wonderful people. Hope you are well. Thanks for having me back on. Here is a chapter for you if you want to have a look. I've had a look and it's definitely appropriate for the show.
Fantastic.
So strap yourselves in.
Let's go for it.
We get called to a patient having a seizure. A middle-aged guy in bed. A standard run-of-the-mill job. Or so we thought.
Oh, no.
We sorted out the patient and stopped him fitting, and once this was done, we attempted to gain a bit of history. Always important to find out the full facts of what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a paramedic, she didn't even know.
Yeah.
But this is where it all unravelled. We asked what had occurred, and we were met by all four family members with a wall of deathly silence. I looked at each of them, and after what had felt like an eternity, the wife of the patient ushered out the kids and explained the truth.
Oh, God.
That evening, she and her husband had decided to get a bit Friday night frisky in the bedroom.
Okay.
They had waited for the kids to go to bed, and in a tame 50 Shades style, he had handcuffed his wife to the bed and placed on some nipple clamps. Things had progressed for the pair. However, it was at the point of penetration that the guy had his seizure on top of his wife, who was unable to move or get him off.
Oh, my word.
Obviously concerned and marginally frantic, the wife tried desperately to get him to roll off. But as he was on top of her and she had no use of her shackled limbs, she couldn't manage it.
Oh, my word.
So she was left with no choice. The only people who could help at this point were her two teenage boys.
Oh, Jess.
Oh, are you ready?
Wow.
After shouting for help, in walk two blurry-eyed boys to find their parents in this mortifying yet vulnerable position.
Oh, my God.
There's a bit which is coming up which I just can't.
Oh, man.
All right. Apparently, the mum initially had asked them to uncuff her, but they weren't able to as the key was on a chain that was dangling between the nipple clamps. Which was inaccessible due to the dad on top of her. So these poor teenagers had to move their dad, who was very naked, erect, and still technically inside of their mum.
Oh, my God. Those boys.
I know.
Oh, lads. Oh, if you're out there listening, I'm so sorry.
It's bad, isn't it?
Oh, man.
And then to top it off and scar them further, they had to see their mother in her full nude starfish glory, shackled to the bed, and remove the nipple clamps off her boobs in order to uncuff her and call us.
Oh, my word.
Can you imagine how scarring this would be?
That I guarantee you right now, both those lads have moved to New Zealand.
Do you think?
Oh,
you'd have to.
100%.
You'd have to. How could you not?
Wow.
That's damage. This is damaging.
Wow. I'm honestly lost for words. I'm shocked. I don't know what.
Think that I heard my mum and dad, right?
Yeah.
And I don't even know if I actually did. That was pretty bad.
Bad enough, yeah.
That was bad enough.
Good Lord.
This is like another level. Should I keep going?
There's more.
No, there's not much more. It's just for anyone who's worried and anyone who will message in going, what happened to the dad? Yeah. Luckily
Why
for the dad.
Are you making light of this?
I know. Well, luckily for the dad, he had no recollection of the event. So
his great, aye. Oh, well done, mate. Aye. Well done. Oh, hey. Deleted. Yeah. Excellent.
Why is our Ben so upset?
Yeah. Why can't the boys look us in the eye, Marge? Why can't they look us in the eye?
Why is the Ben sick every time he looks at your chest, Marge? Ooh, buggers.
Why when I was out with the Ben's in the car the other day and the battery went flat in the car and I had to put the jumper cables on? Why did they both burst into tears and try and run into traffic?
Right, where was I? Hang on.
poor lad, teenage boys as well. Oh my God. Literally, I'm telling you right now, I will put money on the fact that they would have probably rather he just died.
Instead of having to say that.
Mom, like, would have rather you'd have just left him.
Yeah.
Like, gee whiz. I'm joking.
No, he's absolutely, the guy's fine. The guy's completely
wonderful.
Fine.
God, I'm glad.
He's fully recovered.
The mom
did ask Jess for advice of what she should say to the boys. And Jess said, she'll be honest, she had absolutely nothing.
Yeah, just, oh yeah, yeah. God, yeah.
Just move away. Oh, divorce your family.
God. Oh, man.
Become a nun.
Oh, the poor lads.
I know.
Honestly, I feel like we should start some kind of... I wish I knew who they were. I think I'd do a benefit gig for them.
Go to GoFundMe page.
I'd do a benefit gig and give them all the money.
Thank you, Jess. Thank you so much.
Jess,
keep it coming, honestly. We love it.
That keeps on giving. We absolutely love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for this week's celebrity question. Now, the call was answered. Last week on the podcast, we claimed that we didn't know any more celebrities. And this is genuinely what we wanted to happen. A celebrity got in touch.
Yes!
Not just a celebrity. Not just any celebrity. Rosie, you're very excited. Who is it?
Scott from Five. I know.
Fan of the podcast. He's been for a while now.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely that he listens. He's always on Twitter saying different things about the podcast. So here he is.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. It's Scott Robinson from Boy Band 5 here. I'm doing my celebrity question. Now, the way this came about was I kind of thought to myself, listening to the last podcast, they've run out of celebrities. Can I call myself loosely a celebrity? Maybe. Go for it. So messaged Rosie privately on Instagram and said, here I am if you want me to ask you a question. And she said, go on then. She would love it. So I thought, great. So my question is, if you could pick any other profession in the world that you was at the top of your game at, that's not your own, you can't pick your own profession, what would it be and why? And I've got another question. Now, the reason why I've got another question is because you've got no other celebrities to ask, so I might as well just do another one. And the other one is, Rosie, this is just for you. If you could be a member of the Spice Girls, would you take the opportunity to be a member of the Spice Girls? But it comes at a price. You've got to dump one of the other Spice Girls out of the band to fit you in. Which Spice Girl would that be? Or would you not take the job to keep the original lineup? I know you like the Spice Girls, so I know that'll be a difficult one for you. I'm going to go now. Just got one more thing to say. Why would you lick something that was dripping from your ceiling? Disgusting. Can't get over that. It's disgusting. The stories from the public are absolutely brilliant. Love it. Love the podcast. Keep up the good work. And Chris, me and my wife Kerry are coming to see your show. Make sure you are funny. That's it. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Thank you, Scott.
Can I just say, you're definitely a celeb. You're Scott from Five. You were in Five.
You were in my favourite boy band, and it's very weird.
Can I just say now, if this was then, and, you know, Slam Dunk the Funk had just come out, and we're somehow sitting doing a radio show or a podcast, and I hear that bloody Scott from Five has slid into your DMs, and he's sending questions just for you.
Kidding me?
What? I'd be knocking on his door.
12-year-old me is gushing right now.
I mean, that's the worst.
Gushing, I've heard. Literally.
That's the worst.
Gushing.
Absolutely awful. Didn't you stalk him once?
Listen.
And he doesn't know this. Scott, listen to this. She told me this when he sent us. Oh, my God. Come on. Yeah, come on. This is class.
Oh.
So they were up in the northeast.
So Five, like, I don't even know if he knows this, but I was genuinely a massive, like, they were my favourite band out of all the bands. I didn't like Take That much. I wasn't a boys' own girl. I was a Five girl.
Bit of rough there.
Just loved Five, okay? Yeah. The leather jackets just did something to us. I don't know what it was.
Can you remember when they first formed and there was a documentary about them living in the house?
No, it was on...
Weren't on, like, Neighbours from Hell or something?
It was a video.
No, they were on, like, Neighbours from Hell or something, where they were playing with Nerf guns and fighting in the house
all,
and shouting.
They all
screaming.
Lived in a house together. Yeah, it wasn't great. But they
the neighbours were raging.
They had a video of, like, they did a little documentary. It would probably be on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, now, if they did it now, it would be on YouTube. But I bought that video. Or did I get it for Christmas? I can't remember. So, brilliant. Yeah, I've seen the video. So, they were performing on a TV programme back in the day called MASH that got filmed in Newcastle.
Right.
So, me and my friend and our mum went and stood outside, and they didn't come outside and do pictures. And we found out that they went to the airport. So, we followed them to the airport.
Oh,
and
loser.
We didn't see them.
You massive loser.
My vagina's just dried up.
Oh my
with
God.
With my embarrassment. So yeah, so Scott, thank you.
Do you know?
We were huge.
They were still in the building, by the way. You just went to the airport for no reason. They were still in the building. The person just said that to get rid of you.
Oh.
Yeah, they were 100% still in the building.
Yeah, because I was a little bit like, where are they going to go? Why are they going to the airport?
Yeah, you weren't flying to London back in the day then.
Oh my God, I've been absolutely had.
You've been had. You've been absolutely had. And Scott, I'm ashamed of you.
It's crippled me. Right, okay, what was the question?
First question was, if it could be the top of any profession other than yours, top, what would it be and why?
Gymnast.
Really?
Pop star. I don't know, there's loads.
I know which one I'd be.
What would you be?
Golfer.
Oh,
Rosie,
well, I'd leave you for a start.
They do fuck all.
So boring.
They'll walk around, they swing, they look, they pick up some grass and see where the wind's going.
Oh, golf.
Click,
honestly.
Bumf. I'll have £100 million,
you know,
please.
My ex used to play golf. He used to ask us to go with him. And I'd be like, no.
Yeah, you used to go and sit at the driving range while your ex...
Well, I sometimes quite enjoyed the driving range. That was
How
fun.
In the name of God could you enjoy sitting watching someone swing a golf
No,
club?
I used to have a turn.
Oh, right, okay.
But when he asked us to go around and just walk with him around golf, I was like, no.
And this is good. No, right. So this has brought up some painful feelings. So you would go all the way to the driving range and have a turn of golf, which you hate, with your ex, but you won't walk into the other room in our house and play pool with me.
Listen.
This is early on in the relationship. This is unbelievable.
We're at the pleasing stage.
This is unbelievable. I got the pool table at the pleasing stage and you've never had a game with us.
I hate that pool table. I don't talk about it. The other question, the Spice Girl question. Very good question, Scott. Thank you. God, I would love to be in the Spice Girls, but I don't think I could break up the band.
Well, I know what your answer would be realistically, a gun to your head if you had to tell the truth. Get rid of all of them, I'll be a solo act.
What do you mean?
You'd call it Spice Girl. You'd get rid of every single one of them, you'd be a solo act.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thought as much. See, Scott, she is a Spice Girl fan, but she's a lot more arrogant than you think.
No! No.
And finally, I don't know why someone would lick it, but I don't know. I kind of do. If you're talking about the last podcast, there, innit? I've licked stuff and thought, why have I done that?
Not when you don't know the neighbour upstairs.
Not if it's coming from someone else's house.
You wouldn't lick it. You wouldn't. Nah. I'm sorry. You would never lick it. You'd smell it. You would never lick it.
Fair enough. And finally, yes, I will try. I'll try my best, mate. I've started doing my warm-up gigs now for the next tour. I'm very excited. Tour's on sale now, chrisramseycomedy.com/gigs. It's almost fully sold out. So come to that. And I hope it's funny. I'm scared now. Scott from Five's going to be in the crowd.
No pressure.
I'm going to throw me niggas at him.
No, me first.
God damn it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Once again, thank you so, so much for listening. We have a book coming out. Please pre-order the book. We would absolutely
available now.
Love
available
it.
Yes, as you listen, it is available for pre-order now.
We're going to share it all on Instagram.
Yeah, I was just
Twitters.
About to say it. Links will be all over our Twitters and our Instagrams and stuff like that. Yeah, or just look for it on Amazon or whatever. Or just use Google. Use your fingers and your brain and find it. That'll be out in September. Available for pre-order now. And as I said, my tour's on sale, but it's nearly sold out. So be quick. You might have to sit by yourself at some venue, but you know, in the interval, you can sit and read a little book, can't you? Eh?
Yes.
If you buy it after September. So yeah.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.